Blog Talk Radio.
Rainbow Ministries. Tonight we want to open our show with a little bit of thought. As many of you may know, or some of you may not know, there was a massacre today in El Paso, Texas, in a Walmart. A young man opened fire. 18 people were killed. Many more were injured. Another attack on our U.S. cities by U.S. citizens. So tonight, instead of an opening prayer and the usual shaloms and all the festive greetings you get from God's Rainbow Ministries, we'd like to take the next moment and give a minute of silence for all of those who lost their lives today. The world's getting dangerous, guys. Think about it. Praise the Lord, and let's pray for the families of those who were taken today. Let me have a moment of silence. Thank you. Now, welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries, and I'm going to turn you over to Ken.
I mean, the world's getting crazier and crazier, okay? It's now 20 dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was 18 when I saw it last.
Wow. Yes, let's pray for the families. Okay.
And I'm not going to make a political statement because this is not a political show, guys, but the man already said who he supports and why it happened, basically. So let's just remember the world we live in, and the only way we can change it is through the vote. So you guys need to get out and vote this year. The United States needs a change. God's watching, God's looking over us, but he can't do everything. The end is coming. God's coming. The end is coming. But if we don't watch it, people in power are going to end it way before God does.
Amen. Amen. Yes. That kind of leaves me kind of speechless. Okay, that we are embarking in such dangerous waters. Okay. So let's pray for the families. Okay, that lost their lives today. Amen. Well, we got a person that pressed the one key. Let's see who it is. Let's bring them on. Hello, 111. Hello, 111.
Ball suck.
Okay, I don't know why you said that. Calling a show, a godly show, with that type of attitude. Okay, you need to say goodbye, adios, pal. Okay, goodbye. All right. Let's open up this show with some music. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Oh, you're going to play song?
What do you want to say?
I just want to say, come on, the nerve. We open our show talking about the tragedies that are going on in the world, and the first call that we get isn't even somebody who wants to speak on that subject, but somebody who wants to be a troll. Really? Is this what it's come down to? We're discussing something so serious that's going on in the world, and we get a call that wants to say, ball suck. Come on. If it's going to continue this way, God, today, guys, I swear I will not take a single phone call today. The show, we're basing it on a serious subject that's going on in the world, and y'all guys are not going to take and just make fun of it.
Amen.
It's a godly show. You're not going to ridicule people who just died. Come on. Have a little coot, people.
Amen. All right. Okay, I'm going to play a song. Okay, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you my father, Ron Canole. Welcome home. Welcome home. I have to pull it off.
Thank you.
officer, part of the service. Okay? Now let's get into the first. Okay, let's first start out with a prayer. Let's start out with a prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that we may be your children. We thank you for giving us your spirit so that we may truly be your children. Gather us into community with you so that our minds and hearts and all that is in us may realize what joy come to us through your gifts, Lord. For the world today is in turmoil and in doubt, lost in material things. Grant us inner quiet to receive from you the power of faith, Lord. For through faith we can learn to know what you are, Lord, and what you will be to all humankind one day, Lord, through Jesus Christ, the Lord. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into the message. Today's message is God is good. It is vital to the Christian life that we as sons and daughters of the Most High God allow our affections to be stirred by the loving, powerful nature of our Heavenly Father. Too often we feel that God is distant or separated from us. Too often we allow misconceptions or lies to place a rift between us and experiencing God. It is reminding ourselves of God's character that lies are broken and a pathway is laid for us to encounter His tangible love. So open your heart and mind and receive fresh revelation of the goodness of God this week. Allow your affections to be stirred and your heart to be filled with desire to seek the face of your Heavenly Father. See, God is good. What emotion does that fact stir in you? I know for some, this phrase stirs up unspeakable joy, while others of us seem to be immune to its emotion in our lives. I believe the issue for many of us is that phrase, God is good, is so frequently said and so infrequently experienced. For many of us, we are just told that God is good from a young age, but we are seldom given the chance to experience that goodness. Goodness is something meant to be experienced and then believed, not the other way around. David said that he would look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He had already seen God's goodness in his life and believed that he would see it again. He knew for a fact that God was good, and therefore he sought to experience the goodness. It is that same heart that sons of Korah had the famous Psalm 84 singing, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for the joy of the living God. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God, okay, and dwell in the tents of wickedness." That's Psalms 84, verses 1, 2, and 10. That sounds like the worship of God, a goodness that has been experienced. When was the last time you experienced the goodness of God? Psalms 33, verse 5 says, "The earth is full of goodness of the Lord." Goodness is here, just waiting to be experienced. And James chapter 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." So God is always good, and every good and every perfect gift you receive from Him, He demonstrates His goodness to us in innumerable ways, all the time. How is it then that we don't recognize it? How is it that we can be surrounded by God's goodness and not experience it? God has proven in Scripture that He works in our midst demonstrating His goodness, but we have to take time to listen and respond to these demonstrations. In Psalm 27, God says to David, "Seek my face." And David responds, "My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek." So when God says seek, He uses a Hebrew word that is meant for more than one person. God calls us, His people, to seek my face. Then in response, we are to say, Your face, Lord, do I seek. So take time today to respond to God's invitation of goodness. Seek to look upon His face and experience His goodness. He has laid a banquet table before you and is simply asking you to come and dine with Him. So take time in your quiet. Take time to quiet yourself and receive God's presence. Meditate on the verse. Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thirdly, respond. Secondly, respond to His goodness by telling the Lord. Okay, Psalm 27:8. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. So thirdly, make David's prayer yours today. Psalms 27:4. One thing I've asked the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. So take time to make that prayer your own throughout your day today. Memorize it, write it on your heart so that you can experience the goodness of God throughout your day. It only takes a minute to receive His presence and have the joy and peace that only can be found in Christ Jesus. I highly suggest that you read Psalms chapter 27. It'll bring this devotion more into light to you. Okay, amen. So, let me ask you, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ today? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you walking along this road and not know where you're going in life? Okay, do you not see no purpose for yourself in life? Okay. Or maybe you suffer from depression, okay, or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as to alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, or overeating. Whatever it may be, see, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. So, with that being said, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ today? If so, simply pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. And if you want to call in and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, call in the area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Okay? Once again, that's area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. And you can come on and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, 1 can trickle in 10. 10 can trickle in 100. 100 can trickle in 1,000. So be that first caller and say you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Because the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all His angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing. So won't you let us rejoice with Him? Amen. Well, I see we've got a bunch of callers. Okay. Let's take some of these callers. Okay, let's see who we have here. Hello, 111.
Shalom, Kenny. It's Don, brother. How you doing?
Not bad. How you doing there, DC2?
I'm all right, brother. I just want to say that devotional was incredible. I don't know how you put that together, but you are a wordsmith, brother. Did you write that today?
Well, thank you.
Really?
Huh?
Did you write that today, brother?
No, that was a devotional from First 15.
Oh. Well, it was good nonetheless, brother. It was incredible. I just want to say I'd like to offer my condolences to the families of those that were lost in the shooting today. That's a horrible thing, brother. It's very, very sad. I thought you and Tony spoke very eloquently and then played 25 minutes of nonstop music, and I thought that was a great, great celebration of life, brother.
Amen. Amen. Well, yeah, we here are kind of lost for words about that. Okay, that's a shame that went on today.
I agree. It's a horrible situation. You know, it needs to stop. I don't know what the answer is. It's gone on for far too long throughout multiple presidencies. It's horrible for the world, for the U.S. I think we all need to just pray.
Just taking assault rifles out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them.
Yeah.
This is the answer. Those people in El Paso today were killed by an assault rifle. They weren't killed by a hunting gun or anything else. The answer is gun control. And that's something maybe we shouldn't discuss on this show, but this is the answer. There are now shootings. There have been how many shootings just in the last 3 or 4 months? Innocent people killed. A 6-year-old shot in California at a garlic festival.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, we've got to do something about this. Okay. I mean, take the guns away from people that are not responsible. Okay, to own one. You know.
Don't let a mental patient buy a gun.
Yeah.
Let's start with gun laws.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean. Okay, all this stuff should be checked out, okay, ahead of time, okay, and they're not doing, I guess, a good job of checking. I don't know. Well,
and you know, guys, I'm really sorry that I keep jumping in. It's just I'm really passionate and concerned about what happened today. Because it did just happen right up the road from us,
yeah.
Here in Texas. And we live in a big city. Our city holds festivals every single day. We have big gatherings, thousands of people in our city in different areas every day. And this is a scary thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it is. It is scary. Okay, because, you know, I mean, you just never know. It could be your city next. Okay? You know, it's a shame that this happened today. And like
it's
I said,
a shame anytime it happens.
Well, yes.
It shouldn't be happening.
Well.
But we are in a world right now where the people in Washington, the heads of this state, are teaching hate. Saying it's okay. Do what you want. Because I'm going to make a statement right here, and I know a lot of people aren't going to like it, but it's not people of color who are shooting people.
Yeah. I know. I know. It's.
Has Tony ever been to Chicago? People get shot all the time in Chicago. It's like gangland.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
I agree. People do get shot all the time in Chicago. I agree with that. But mass shootings, no matter where they are wrong. and a terrible fact. If you're shot in the middle of a drug deal or whatnot, that's one story. But just last week, we had a child that was shot here while laying in his bedroom by a drive-by. A little boy asleep in his room.
So wait.
Yeah.
So is Tony saying that this is all Donald Trump's fault, or am I mishearing that?
No, he's not saying it's all Donald Trump's fault.
Because I'm just going to say this. There were mass shootings far, you know, way before he was president. And there's been Democrats in office when people were shot as well. It has nothing to do with the president. It has to do with guns and who has the guns.
Right. Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Well,
you know.
Hey, DC, you know, being that you're a man of color, I would think you'd have a different outlook on this and how the country's being run.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't really believe that the president has as much control as everyone thinks he does.
The president does not have control. It's what the president says and puts out there for other people to read on his Twitter account and whatnot, that is the problem. He preaches hate on Twitter. He may not have the power to give people guns. I agree with you there. But his words are what is starting a lot of these problems.
Okay, I'm gonna bring on a person that handles political current events. Okay?
Joe Gibson.
Okay? All right.
Everybody else.
Okay, yeah.
Don't overlook them
Okay. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm listening to these idiots out there talking and calling into your show, talking about this is political and nonsense. Now, this is all part of the New World Order and the leftist agenda. They talked about this on the last debate. Take away guns from who? Take away what? The government has no authority to take away guns from anybody. What does the Second Amendment, what don't you understand? Shall not be infringed. The right of the bear arms shall not be infringed. This is a morally bankrupted society. And the fact of the matter is we're falling away from what this show stands for, is following the Lord Jesus Christ. We've become an ungodly country, okay? This is why this is happening. And we don't know why this happened, this last massacre here. Just like Sandy Hook, what? Where was everybody? Why wasn't everybody blamed? You're blaming Donald Trump for this shooting, the last caller was just saying. Well, what happened when Obama was president? Well, why wasn't everybody blaming Obama when Sandy Hook happened? Okay? Or Bill Clinton when Columbine happened? Okay? So you're making no sense whatsoever. The fact of the matter is, this isn't just a sign of the times. This is another sign of the times in which we live in today, and this is the end time. Simple as that. The founding fathers very clearly understood the Second Amendment and why the Second Amendment was so important, but we're a morally bankrupt society today. You're too busy staring at your dumb phones. You're too busy worrying about dancing on a Saturday night. You know, and the thing of it is, this is just the Bible and prophecy being fulfilled, and our founding fathers understood that. And if you go back to Abraham Lincoln, and then you brought up color. Now you're a man of color. Why don't you stand up against this? Blah blah blah. Here you go with your race baiting crap. You know, it has nothing to do with race.
That's not race baiting crap. That's not race baiting.
No. I'm not talking about you, God's Rainbow Ministries. I'm talking about the caller. He mentioned a comment saying that, oh, you're a brother of color. Aren't you angry at this? You know, that's nonsense. That's a leftist movement. That's a socialist way. Hitler burnt down his own Reichstag building and blamed it on the communists. And what did Hitler always say? Protect the homeland. That's what they say in the new corporation here in America. Protect the homeland. The homeland. Homeland Security Act. Homeland. No, we are a republic. Okay, we are a Judeo-Christian society. We are founded on God. The fact of the matter is that anytime you talk about God, you want to introduce God back into schools, you're labeled a racist and all this other nonsense. We need to get back to the Bible. That's what your show is about, God's Rainbow Ministries. Get back to the Bible.
Amen.
The Bible talks about
all
this
right.
Very clearly. And the founders were obviously very blessed individuals, and they understood this. All you have to do is read the Federalist Papers. They backed up every amendment in the Constitution with writings and teachings and understood what was going to happen in the future if we didn't keep our republic. And we lost our republic. We don't have a republic anymore. We're under a democracy. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. We have our churches that are 501c3 churches and apostasy. I exposed that on my show tonight when I called a Baptist preacher live on my show. I called his personal cell phone number, and what did he do? You know, let's give out coffee and donuts to get more people into my church. You know, well, let's open up a bingo, a gambling ring in the basement like the Catholic Church does to bring people into the church. That, you know, that Jesus whipped the money changers out of the temple. The only time he ever used force. Go back to your King James Bible. Stop this nonsense. But the fact of the matter is, everyone's got their political opinions. And look, church and state, the separation of church and state. It wasn't for the state to be separated from the church. It was the church to be separated from the state. And you need to go back to the Founding Fathers' documents on that. Okay? And if you go back in history, you would understand this. But a lot of people don't understand theology. They don't understand world history. They don't understand U.S. history like I do, okay? And a lot of other people out there that may be listening. Yeah. First of all, the Second Amendment is you are not allowed to take away the gun from anybody. It is the right of the people to bear arms. First, we have the First Amendment. That means you address your grievances to the government. And if they don't listen to you, you have the Second Amendment to back you up. And what does it say?
But Joe, don't you think when the Second Amendment, was written, they didn't intend for assault rifles?
No. Let's not play that game. No. It was the right for the people to bear arms to protect us against the tyranny of the government. It doesn't matter if we have tanks, rocket launchers, or whatever. We have the right of the people to bear any arms necessary. When a government becomes tyrannical and out of control, like Thomas Jefferson said, it is the right of the people. Okay? What did Thomas Jefferson say? What did he say? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots. Simple as that. Okay? And if you want to go to the Bible, what does Luke say? You know, sell your script and buy a sword. Simple as that. All right? It doesn't matter. Assault rifles, blah, blah, blah. No. The military has no, the cops have no right to own larger guns than we the people. We the people have the right to bear arms. But I just told you, the First Amendment first. We talk, we express our grievances, but the fact of the matter is we can't because we live in a society today that is morally bankrupt, dumbed down, ungodly. We're too busy entertaining ourselves, and we're not getting back to the Bible. We are lost. We're lost sheep, you know, and a lot of people don't understand that. And that's the problem. You don't take away our Second Amendment rights. You want a revolution in this country, you go right ahead and start trying to ban guns and 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 guns. And there's an idiot. There's an idiot right there, obviously. You know, and that's what they are. And this is exactly what I'm talking about, a morally dumbed down, bankrupted society. Instead of talking about the issues with our First Amendment and talking, we get idiots that don't understand history. And the only lesson men learn from history is that men don't learn from history, so therefore history is destined to repeat itself. And that's called deja vu. Okay? Look, the fact of the matter is that the end times are here. There are going to be more shootings. You're not going to stop it until we go back to the Lord Jesus Christ in America. Until we accept the Lord Jesus, there's going to be more shootings. There's going to be wars, rumors of wars, more earthquakes, more tornadoes, more floods, you know, earthquakes in diverse places. Let's go back to the Bible. Go back to the Bible.
I want to bring on a person that was on before you. Okay, let's bring him on. Okay, Hey, Don. What's up?
Shalom, guys. I just want to tell Joe, Brother Joe, that I wasn't the one that said this is Trump's fault. I wasn't the one that said take away guns. I was the person that agreed with what you're saying. Tony was the person, the other co-host of the show.
I never said your name. I never said you were that. I just made a comment that someone was blaming you.
I was the caller before you.
Look, I don't care how many callers you were before me. That's idiotic. That's nonsense. All I'm saying is that someone made a comment.
I didn't say it, Joe.
I didn't say you did. I didn't say you did. I said someone on the phone line said they were blaming this on Trump. Okay? I didn't say you. Go back in the archive and listen to it. All right?
Joe,
I didn't say
you.
You
said the person that called before you. Ken, did he not say that?
Oh.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's no here or there. It's a mistake.
It's neither here nor there. You're right. You're mixing apples with oranges and oranges with pears and pears with peaches. And that's
okay, guys. Okay. Hold on a minute. I want to say something. Okay, this is Tony F. Okay, DC did not say it. It was not another caller. I'm the one who said it.
Okay,
and like everybody
fine. Great.
Like everybody else who has their shows, including Mr. Gibson, he has his opinion on his show, and he gives his opinion.
No, I don't have an opinion, sir. No. Don't you say I have an opinion. My opinion is not my opinion. We all have opinions, but our opinions are not factual foundations on the way we are supposed to live here in America, through the Constitution and through God, through the King James Bible. No, don't you tell me I have an opinion. My opinion. I don't have an opinion. I preach facts. Well, what facts are you going to disprove me what I just said earlier? Do you have any facts? I don't want to hear your opinion. Opinions are like assholes. Everyone's got one and it's all the same.
Okay. That's ungodly.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate your calls, Mr. Gibson. I appreciate the fact you support God Rainbow Ministries the same way we support your show. But I do not go on your show and argue with you about the things you say. I will not have you come on my show and argue with me about a simple opinion that I made.
I'm not arguing with you about your opinion. I'm trying to bring facts to the table. Facts. And opinions is the problem with America. Man thinks he's going to outsmart God. Man thinks he's going to outsmart God with his opinions. That's not going to happen.
Your opinions don't matter to God. Don't tell me that he didn't idolize Trump. Okay?
What's Trump got to do with the shooting? What does Trump have to do with this shooting then? What does Trump have to do with it?
The man sprouts nothing but hate. Okay.
How is he spreading hate? Explain that to me. How is he spreading hate?
You know what? Like you said, this is a godly show. It's my show.
No. You just made a blanket statement. You just made a blanket statement. Back it up with facts. You're a hypocrite. You're an antichrist.
You're an antichrist.
You're a deceiver. You're a deceiver. That's what you are. You're an antichrist. Back it up with facts. You just said Trump is spewing hate. Tell me how he's spewing hate. Tell me. Give me some facts. No, you can't, can you? You cannot. You got to think about it for 10 minutes and give me some liberal leftist nonsense reaction. Tell me facts.
Okay,
Trump spewing hate?
I agree. Okay, you know what? I made a mistake. I said something I should have, and I'm tired of you. You are not going to attack me anymore. I'm apologizing
I'm
for what I said.
I'm not attacking you. I'm asking you questions. I'm asking you a question.
A comment I made about Trump.
No, I'm not attacking you. I'm asking you a direct question.
I apologize.
I'm asking you a direct question.
You win. Okay?
Well, good. Thank you.
End of argument.
Thank you.
This is my show.
All right.
This is my show, and I'm putting an end to this argument, okay? I apologize to you for what I said. If you didn't like it, I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't matter what I
like.
It doesn't matter what I like. I'm talking facts.
Okay.
It's facts. We all don't like facts sometimes. It doesn't matter what I like. Let's speak facts.
Again, I apologize.
Okay. Let's stop this because we've got a show to do. Okay, and it's now time for a Bible reading. Okay, it's now time for a Bible reading, and we know who does the Bible reading. Okay, it's Tony F. Let's bring him on for the Bible reading. Okay, so sit back and listen. Okay, and enjoy the Bible reading for tonight. All right. Okay, I'm gonna bring Tony on. Let me bring it up here. Okay, here we go. All right.
Well, here we go. Another 24 hours has passed, and here I am back again. Thank you for welcoming me into your homes, your wherever you're at, the basement, da-da-da-da-da-da. All I'm going to say, guys, before I start this is now you understand why I don't call into people's shows and why I very seldom come online to voice my opinion about anything. So from now on, I'm going to go back into the little closet where I was at in the darkness and let Ken say what he wants to say, and you guys will not hear from me again except to spread the word like I do every night. So here we go, Judges 6. I got a problem with the computer here. Give me just one second. And we will get into that. Here we go. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years, and the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds, which are in the mountains. So it was whenever Israel had sown, Midianites would come up also. Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them. Then they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza, and leave no substance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor donkey. For they could come up with their livestock and their tents, coming in as numerous as locusts. Both they and their camels were there without number, and they would enter the land to destroy it. So Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And it came to pass when the children of Israel I'm having trouble with this computer tonight. Sorry, guys. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel, who said to them, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all who oppressed you. And you drove them out before you, and you gave you their land. Also I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice." Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the Timorinth tree, which was at Ophrah, which belonged to Joseph the Abarite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Gideon said to him, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, then why has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our father has told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" So he said to him, "Oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Messiah, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man." Then he said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk with me. Do not depart from here, I pray, until I come to you and bring you my offering and set it before you." And he said, "I will wait until you come back." So Gideon went in and prepared a young goat, an unleavened bread from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot. And he brought them out to him under the ephah tree and presented them. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth." And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord put out the end of a staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire arose out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread, and the angel of the Lord departed from his sight. Now Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord, so Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." Then the Lord said to him, "Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die." So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day it is still in Ophrah of the Abrazites. So Gideon said to God, "If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, look, I shall put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece only, and it is dry on all the ground, then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said." And it was so. When he rose the next morning and squeezed the fleece together, he wrung the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, "Do not be angry with me, but let me speak just once more. Let me test, I pray, just once more with the fleece. Let it now be dry only on the fleece, but on all the ground let there be dew." And God did so that night. It was dry on the fleece only, but there was dew all on the ground. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him rose up early and encamped beside the well of Horod, so that the camp of the Midianites was on the north side of them by the hill of Morah in the valley. And the Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.' Now therefore proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, 'Whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gideon.' And 22,000 of the people returned, 10,000 remained." But the Lord said to Gideon, "The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, 'This one shall go with you,' the same shall go with you, and from whoever I say to you, 'This one shall not go with you,' the same shall not go." So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, "Everyone who laps from the water with his tongue as a dog laps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink, and the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "By the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man in his place." So the people took provisions and their trumpets in their hands, and he sent away all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained those 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. It happened on the same night that the Lord said to him, "Arise, go down against the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand." Then he delivered the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet into every man's hand with empty pitchers and torches inside the pitchers. And he said to them, "Look at me, and do likewise, watch. And when I come to the edge of the camp, you shall do as I do. When I blow the trumpet, and all who are with me, then you also blow the trumpets on every side of the whole camp, and say, 'The sword of the Lord and of Gideon.'" So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outpost of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just as they had posted the watch, and they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. Then the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers they held, the torches in their left hands, and the trumpets in their rights were blowing. And they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." And every man stood in his place all around the camp. And the whole camp ran and cried out and fled. When the 300 blew the trumpets and the Lord set every man's sword against his companion throughout the whole camp, and the army fled to Beth-Asara, toward Zerah, as far as the border of Abah, Malah, and Tabath. And the men of Israel gathered together from Lahadi, Asher, and Almanseah, and pursued the Midianites. Amen. I'm going to go with a word of worship, Psalms 37, 7 through 9. "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret it. Only cause harm, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." I want to thank you all tonight for letting me come into your homes, your cages, your basements, barns, wherever. Leave you with
a bit of words from Proverbs. You know, at the end of the night, I like to go a little wicked, a little dark. But I will say this before I leave. I am not a deceiver. I come onto this show with one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to read the Bible to you the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared, and maybe I should have just left it at that. So tonight I'm going to leave you with something that some of our callers and our listeners and the people in our chat rooms should take to heart tonight. Though they join forces, the wicked will not go unpunished, but the posterity of the righteous will be delivered. Proverbs 11:21. Thank you again. I will not see you tomorrow, as tomorrow is Sunday, and I do not do the sermon show. We are off on Mondays. So I guess I will say that I will see you 36, I will see you then, Tuesday, same time, same godly channel. I'm going to give you back to Ken and his callers. Amen. Oh, you read that very passionately. Yes, amen. Let me get back and situate it. Okay. All righty. Let's bring back on our callers, okay? And Joe and John, okay? How you doing, guys? I hope you like tonight's Bible reading. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was okay. I mean, I don't got no problems with Ferrara. Look, the thing of it is we don't need to attack each other. But when you start talking about the Second Amendment, a lot of people get passionate about it, you know. And you start talking about the Constitution, you know. And if we're godly people like we claim to be on this show.
Bible, that's all I said. I didn't mention the Constitution. I didn't mention anything else. That is a lie.
Can I make a comment? I'm just trying to make a comment here. I'm trying to support you, and you're automatically trying to attack me. I'm trying to say I don't have – I agree. What I'm trying to say is I agree with you in some point here, but I'm saying that, you know, I don't know who made the comment that said that we should take away, you know, assault rifles. You're a brother of color. You should stand up. I don't know who made that comment. I don't know. I tuned in and I heard that comment. And that's a racial division thing and wrong, you know, and we need to support the Constitution and support God. And when you start talking about, we shouldn't have assault rifles. Yes, we should. Yes, we should. No, the people that shouldn't have assault rifles are the police and the government. We the people run this government. We the people run this government. And that's what the founders
intended. We the people need assault rifles to shoot 6-year-old children in California.
No. You're twisting my words around, and that's a liberal way of doing something. So now I know where you're coming from. I didn't say we should shoot 6-year-old children. There's something called common law, sir, and maybe you don't know about it. Maybe you don't understand the republic. Maybe you don't understand.
All I'm saying.
So let's take away the guns from the people and let the government have total control, and we'll throw rocks at the tanks when they come and take our houses and put us in FEMA camps.
That's not what you're saying.
Well, we're going to be like China. We're going to stand in front of a tank and get run over. We're going to be like Mao. We're going to be like Mao, Stalin, and Hitler. They all believed in gun control. They all wanted to – they all took the guns away from the people. Venezuela took away the guns from the people in 2014. Look at their damn country. They're throwing freaking rocks at freaking police with assault rifles. We the people run this country. We the people. Simple as that. But there's another thing to we the people is we have to have a foundation to stand on. And we do, and that's called the Constitution. And what does the right to bear arms shall not be infringed? You know? Yeah. Well, the founding fathers, what does that mean? Muskets? Look, man, that's just a stupid, idiotic argument. Simple as that. Yeah, they had muskets, they had cannons, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, today we have AK-47s and AR-15s and rocket launchers. You're damn right. We the people have it. And I'm going to tell you right now, when society breaks down, we become more ungodly and we destroy our republic more and more every single day because we think the government's going to save us. You're wrong, you know? I don't believe that saying in the Bible, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. You know what? We're not under Caesar anymore. The founding fathers broke away from Caesar. We are a republic. We the people. And until we educate, and that's the purpose of shows like this and mine and other shows. We need to wake people up. They call this the information age instead of the disinformation age because the new world order has got us so darn screwed up that we're fighting with each other because some governor of Virginia dressed up like Michael Jackson and did the moonwalk. Come on. Knock it off. Knock it off. Wake up and understand what's really going on. You need to understand that the Jesus Christ whipped the money changers out of the temple, and we got the money changers controlling us today. It's called the Federal Reserve. Simple as that. You know what? For the love of money is the root of all evil. And the founders understood that. All you have to do is do your research and understand history. And I don't want to hear them go crap about the Civil War was fought over slavery and blah, blah, blah. That was a bunch of bull crap. Acts of 1871, read it. The United States became a corporation after that, and then they hijacked our currency in 1913 through the Federal Reserve Act, and they crowned it a success in 1933 through the Emergency Powers Act, which was readdressed in 1976. Look it up. I could read it to you if you want. All right? It's simple
well,
as
no,
that.
That's all right, though. Okay, hey, we got another caller. Let me bring him on and see what they have to say. Okay? Hello, 111, you're on the air. What?
Fuck you, Texas. Fuck you, local starbiz.
Okay.
Those are trolls. That's a troll, God's Rainbow Ministries. That's another troll.
Yep.
And actually, one of the trolls was arrested actually this morning. I'm going to be getting his personal information. That was the and there's another one that's going to be arrested in the next 72 hours that threatened to kill everybody on my show. He'll be arrested very soon. He doesn't know it yet. And we'll give out that personal information on my radio show. If you want to do it on your radio show and make a special announcement, these trolls out there, they want to use their fake profile names and threaten to kill people and do stuff like that. We're a country of laws. There isn't, let's just all get along. We're a country of laws. Simple as that. And we have a constitution. And the fact of the matter is we've lost our constitution. And I believe in restoring our republic. A lot of people just don't get it, man. I've been to seminars. I was at a meeting with over 12,000 people in Greensboro, North Carolina, back in 2007 when this happened. When they arrested the bonds of all 50 governors in this country. You remember that? Look it up.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me, look it up. Restore America plan. That's what it was. And you have to understand the difference between de jure and de facto. We have a de facto system right now. You have to understand the New World Order. I've studied the New World Order since 1991, folks. Where were you in 1991? What were you doing? Well, guess what? I was studying the New World Order. I remember when George Bush gave his New World Order speech on September 11th, 1991. Does that date ring a bell? Why did he give that speech
that's
on
George
September
Bush.
11th? All right, yeah. His fifth objective. And he really thought, and these people really believe that they can achieve a New World Order. And they will because we're allowing them to do it because we're attacking each other. Oh, Joe Gibson's a racist. God's Rainbow Ministries, he's a homosexual. Look, they're posting crap on my Facebook page with you and me wrestling in a ring, God's Rainbow Ministries. You know, look, you know, they're posting videos about me. That's fine. That's what these antichrists do. The thing of it is we're trying to wake people up and make them understand, but and maybe some people are going to wake up and understand, you know, but I don't know, man. I don't have all the answers. All I can tell you is history and tell you, and yeah. If you want to do a show, if you want to have me as a guest on your show one night, I'll pull out the books. I'll pull out the Library of Congress books. I'll bring out my notes, and we could talk about true history if you want to. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, you're a racist for saying that. You're this and that. You know, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that we are in trouble in our country. We're in trouble. We live in the end times today. Exalted the nation
yes,
is righteous.
Yes,
God said he will heal us. He will heal that nation. If we, the people, would turn to God, turn to God. No, don't turn to a statue. Don't turn to Mary. Don't turn to the Pope on a rope. Turn to God. You want to hear horror stories about the Roman Vatican Church? You want to learn history about the Jesuits? You know, we can get into all cults. I studied world religion, okay? I have a bachelor's degree in world religion, okay? Good books for people to read out there. Woman That Rides the Beast by David Hunt. Andrew Hislop, The Two Babylons. Read it, man. You know, read these books. It coincides with the King James Bible. I've studied this crap for years, and people just don't get it. But some people that I've met throughout the years, a personal friend of mine, actually.
Listen, Joe, I'm running out of time here, okay? Plus, my phone is getting ready to shut off. For some reason, it's acting up. So, I want to close the show tonight, okay? With you going ahead advertise your show, Joe. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. God's Rainbow Ministry, I wish you were on tonight. We had, Lord, so many people in the chat room tonight. I'm doing a show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're gonna do a carry-on show from tonight's show that I did. I called a pastor, actually, live on my show, Great Oaks Baptist Church in Stratford, Connecticut. I put that pastor on the spot tonight. You know, and go back and listen to an archive. The show is called Understanding the Times.
Tony was listening. He told me it was a good show tonight. Okay.
Well, that's great. So, I appreciate Tony for saying that. And I'm sorry if Tony and I may have gotten into it a little bit here tonight. But look, that's great, man. That's called conversation. You know, instead of picking up the guns and killing each other, you know what? Why don't we talk to each other? And love one another and say, hey, you know, what are the facts? Opinions vary. Opinions are fine. That's great. And Adam and Eve, they had opinions too. Eve had an opinion, and she ate the apple and blah, 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 and we know what happened ever since then. You know, I mean, look, go to the book of Job. Job, he hated God. You know, what God's done to me, you know? I mean, look, read the book of Jeremiah, rightly divide the word of God. You have to understand, opinions are fine, but we're never going to outsmart God. And the thing of it is that these things are coming to pass. And you were talking about the shooting earlier in El Paso. It's a tragic story, yes. And for goodness sake, for the people that did get hurt or were killed, man, that is sad. I mean, it really is. I don't wish that upon anybody. You know what I mean? But all I'm trying to
right.
And people say, well, so I want to say God bless their families. Hopefully they were saved. You know, the people that did lose their lives, hopefully they were. And I don't pray for that for anybody that's listening to this show. I don't wish any harm on anybody. I love everybody on this show, even the people that disagree with me, even the people that threaten to kill me on my show. I love my enemies, like Jesus said. But there's accountability. There's accountability, brother, you know. And but I'll let you carry on with your show, and thank you for bringing me on tonight. And hopefully everyone will tune into my show tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everyone gets a voice just like you do on your show.
I'll be there tomorrow, and I come on early tomorrow at 5 o'clock, okay?
I'll be there.
And Tony will be there, too, okay?
Amen. Right. Amen, brother. Amen.
Okay, well, God bless you, Joe.
God bless you too, and God bless all your listeners. And please be safe tonight. And I do love all your listeners. God bless them. And and Tony also. God bless you. Love you, brother, and the sisters out there. All of you, the children. You know. God bless all of you.
All righty. Well, I'm gonna close it out with a prophetic word. Okay. Father says that they have faith in your faith. You can always trust the gifts that I have placed at your disposal. And I have given you to every man the measure of faith, and that includes you. Your faith is determining what happens next in your life. Man is not in control. Your faith is not a mere coping mechanism wrapped around a belief system. Your faith is encoded in your spirit by my hand to put you in over your life. Your faith will move the mountain and crush the opposition. Circumstance and downturn will surrender to the unyielding substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of what you have not seen will become a reality. This is a gift of heaven placed in your heart. It is that which, however small, will move mountains in your life and bring you to victory and ascendancy. So have faith in your faith, beloved. Do not give to every man this glorious capacity of creality and confidence. Why would you fail to trust that which originates in me? That isn't what you have been taught by the congregation of the uninformed. But you be a father pleaser and stretch out the faith I have equipped you with, and believe me for these impossibilities that seem so far away. Reject the ossified belief system of the uninformed. Embrace the dynamic, life-changing power of the gift of God on the inside of you. Fear not. Believe only. You will see miracle your eyes haven't fainted for. Know that I am working with you. I am but trusting your faith with my promise. I am confirming every word you will see of the travel of your soul and satisfied. Okay? Amen. Well, this goes out to those who need it. And you know who you are, okay? So I hope this prophetic message was a blessing to you. Amen. All right. Now we're going to close out in prayer, okay? Father in heaven, we thank you that we may feel your leading, your lordship, for you have blessed us with every spiritual and heavenly gift in Christ. We thank you that we may be among those who receive true life always anew, who praise and glorify you, exalting even in difficult days, Lord. For it is just the difficult days that we need to belong to those who are thankful and joyful, Lord, who always find new certainty in their lives, Lord. With them may we experience the good you give on earth so that humankind may be blessed and come at last into your hands. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. We also want to leave out tonight, as I said at the beginning of the show, prayers for the families and everybody who was killed today in El Paso. I didn't mean for the show tonight to take the turn it did, but it did. And it's like Joe said, you know, sometimes we all just need to talk, see what the other people are thinking. People misunderstood what I said this evening. And I want to clear up something with my people in the chat rooms. There is an inside joke to many people who listen to my Bible readings, and that inside joke is, welcome, thank you for welcoming me into your dungeons, your caves, your basements. It's an inside joke. Those of you who get it,
get it, and those of you who don't, I'm sorry. But don't say I'm being rude or inconsiderate. I'm sending a private message to those listeners that I know are out there.
Amen.
Later.
Amen. But yeah, Tony doesn't mean anything by that.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. I want to say God bless everybody in the chat room. Thank you all for joining me tonight. I hope you found the service to be a blessing. And don't forget, please pray for those who died today. Okay? Keep them in your heart. Okay? Well, I'm going to say I love you all, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Spark. Okay? Mr. Turd McGillicuddy and Honky Jinks. Okay? Okay, thank you. And Joseph Gibson. Thank you all for being part of tonight's show. Okay? And DC2, thank you too. Okay, may God bless you and keep you highly favored. Until tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time for church, see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.